So, Jasmine, you have embarked on a new project that is unlike any of your others, and it's outside Canada. So, tell us more.
It is outside Canada, but I want to start by saying that it was never the plan. Mm-hmm. Just like a lot of my businesses, an opportunity presented itself, and I just couldn't say no.
So, how on earth has this come around?
Pravda had its 20th anniversary a couple of weeks ago, I'm really excited to say, and I had all this stuff that I had to get done in order to prepare for the party. So it was a Friday, and so there was getting the decorations together and ensuring the staff were showing up. We had a special menu that day, liquor runs, all sorts of things are necessary in order to prepare for a big event at a venue. And I am right in the thick of things. However, I completely forgot that I had scheduled one meeting. I'd cleared my schedule, but had squeezed in one meeting at the office. And I always start my day at the office, as you know. Mm-hmm. But I'd scheduled this one meeting, and it escaped me because I thought to myself, why would I do this to myself? But and that meeting was with an individual who was meeting with me to discuss another business opportunity. And it was at my request mm-hmm. that she was meeting with me, and I'd been hounding her for months. So she shows up, and about 15 minutes before she entered the building, she had messaged me saying she's just looking for parking. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I scheduled this meeting. Good thing she texted me because I was about to leave to go and pick up things for the 20th anniversary of Pravda. Unfortunately, because I was planning to run errands, I was wearing a hoodie and leggings that day, and that's not exactly how I would normally dress to impress for a business meeting, because I think appearance matters, and I care about presentation mm-hmm. and how I will be perceived in a meeting and all those good things. And so my first thought was, oh my God, we have a meeting. My second was, oh my God, what am I wearing? So she walked in, and I apologized profusely for my dressing that day, and told her that it was the 20th anniversary of Pravda, and she actually knew already. So she said, don't even worry about it. And we started chatting, but instead of chatting about what I wanted to talk about, she said to me, Jasmine, I know that I'm here to discuss this opportunity, but I can't focus on this right now, so I'm really sorry. I go, well, why is that? She said, I'm really stressed out about another business opportunity. And I said, why is that? And she said, well, it's scheduled to close on Monday. And this was Friday before the weekend, and it was scheduled to close 2 days later. But as you know, in business, like this, the weekend doesn't really count. Mm-hmm. So she was out of time, and she was hesitant about her partner. And she said that she has a wonderful individual that she's partnering up with. He's a great guy. They're friends. He's successful. He would be excellent at, running the business. But she was concerned that maybe they didn't have the same vision. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if you already have concerns, and this is her project, this is her baby, and we'll talk about what it was in a second, but if you already have concerns, then maybe it's not the right move. I think she was also concerned because she does not want to jeopardize the relationship with mm-hmm. this individual. And I respect her for having those considerations and thoughts before embarking on the project. But she's telling me all this, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, well, how can I help you? I mean, it sounds like you already have made a decision, but, you know, how can I help here? You know, are you looking to me to partner up with you? And she said, well, would you? Mm. And I said, okay, what are we talking about exactly? And so she tells me about this 6-acre waterfront property in Jamaica. And it has a villa on it. And there are plans for expansion to have more villas. She also has a vision for a spa. She is from Jamaica. Wow. She knows the place very well. She's done all the research. And I've heard a little bit about this project from her here and there over recent months because she's been traveling back and forth. But as you know, my head's kind of at capacity, so I haven't retained much of what she told me. I just know that she was kind of going back and forth and had this project. She showed me pictures and I was blown away.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, this is so gorgeous. Like, how much do you need? Mm-hmm. Then we start talking about the dollars and she said, you know, can you come up with this? I'm like, it's 11 a.m. on Friday and I have to go run errands for Pravda. And all weekend I had stuff to do too. Saturday was my youngest daughter's sleepover birthday. And we had all these 11-year-old children coming over. And then Sunday, I had out-of-town guests that I was hosting for dinner. And here I was to buy this waterfront property in Jamaica that I've never even seen or wow. known about until you know minutes prior. And I was supposed to do this on the Monday. So I looked at her and I said, look, I have about a third of the funds. I don't have the rest just sitting there. She's like, well, can you get it? I'm looking at her thinking to myself, okay, let me make some phone calls. And so I made some phone calls and I was told by some individuals that I work with, give us a couple hours. So I told her, I said, look, get me the information. I need some paper. Mm. Like I need to know that this is a legitimate deal. Am I getting, you know, totally fleeced over here? Mm. I don't know. Am I just handing over cash and what am I doing here? I've never even bought anything outside of Canada. So she went to go get paper, you know, mortgage documents and other documents for me to review. And I left to go pick up the decorations and the liquor. And while I was in the parking lot at the bank, actually, because I had to pick up coin too for my venues, for the tills, which is a routine that I follow every Friday. But I was sitting in the parking lot of the bank and I received a phone call from one of my lenders and he said, look, we've got it for you. And I was shocked. I was shocked. Now, obviously, they don't just hand it over. You have to go through a few things, which requires me to review paperwork. I have to retain counsel. That was the other thing, finding lawyers that could take care of this deal on Monday. And then get the funds advanced to me on Monday and then send the funds out to Jamaica on Monday. So it was a lot. And wow. somehow I made it happen. However, the funds didn't reach Jamaica until Tuesday. And that turned into another crazy ride where we were at risk of losing our deposit because the funds were a day late and there'd been some delays due to surveys and other other things. But yeah, so that's wow. basically how the deal fell into my lap and how I made it happen.
Well, that's amazing. I actually had no idea that this was such a spontaneous venture. I had no idea.
Spontaneous is perhaps an understatement. Ludicrous is another adjective that comes to mind.
Yeah, there are a few that come to mind for sure. So were you looking for an opportunity outside of Ontario or Canada even?
No, but throughout the pandemic, I had definitely desired having business opportunities outside of Canada because there were a few things that occurred, such as, I don't know, this thing called lockdown that I was not a fan of. There's a lot of politics involved, a lot of the politics I don't agree with. I'm very concerned about where we're headed as a result of some of the decisions that were made. And so while Canada is my home and I'm proud to be Canadian, I think for myself and for my family, I was thinking about, okay, well, we need to diversify here from a financial protection perspective more than anything. I just feel that, you know, taxes are skyrocketing. And the reason that the government needs to recoup funds is because they spent it all. You know, during the pandemic, there were a lot of programs. And while some of them were necessary, there was a lot of programs that people took full advantage of. With the government spending, it resulted in high inflation. And the only way to rein in inflation is to increase interest rates. And now we're in a very difficult situation. And the bounce back in the city of Toronto has been anything but a bounce back. It's been more of a crawl back. The downtown core has its own issues. So yeah, I think, I mean, I could speak for hours about my concerns. And so I was looking at opportunities for purposes of diversification and for stability.
Interesting. I mean, considering this is a completely new and diverse addition to your portfolio, are you nervous to embark on this new project?
I would use the adjective as excited, mm-hmm. more than nervous. Mm-hmm. I look at opportunities now, and my father always taught me that the number one rule of investing is to not invest what you can't afford to lose. Mm-hmm. And I've abided by that rule. And so it was actually, I told you I was hosting this dinner party for out-of-town family members, and they were over on Sunday before the Monday deal closing. And I was mm-hmm. saying to my aunt who lives in Dallas, who I'm very close to, and she's involved in business herself, and I said to her, you know, I'm worried about, am I just handing money over? Will I have anything to show for it? Mm. And she said, well, for the amount you're paying as a down payment on this property, that is how much you would pay for a bachelor size condo, a studio condo in downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
And so if you are getting a 6-acre waterfront property in mm-hmm. Jamaica with this down payment, go for it.
Yeah.
And if you've lost it, then you lost a condo in Toronto. Look at it that way. Look at the upside versus the downside. And she said to her, it's a no-brainer. She said, look, the amount is not going to bankrupt you. It's going to hurt, but it won't bankrupt you. And look at the upside here. Look at the opportunity here. And she's right.
Yeah.
And I fully agree, and was just, I was maybe nervous at that point before the deal closed, because, you know, then people are asking me, well, how long have you known this person that you're going into business with?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, how do you know her? Who is she? None of my friends have heard of her. None of my family have heard of her. And I have a very close family and some very close friends. And how come no one has heard of this woman? Mm. And I said, look, I've met her through working at the bars.
Okay.
And so she has businesses linked to that, which is a discussion for another day. And we instantly hit it off and we're very much on the same wavelength. And I had to go with my gut and trusted her. But then, you know, parts of me were like, oh my God, did I just hand over my money to a complete stranger? Is she going to take it to Jamaica? And am I going to have nothing to show for it? Like, what do I do? Where would, I don't know. But yeah, so, you know, those little thoughts would enter my head. If she's listening right now, she's probably dying laughing because she's not like that. But, you know, just everything happened so quickly. And so it was spontaneous and it was crazy and it was exciting. And sometimes you just need to go with your gut.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you have a good intuition with these things.
I'd like to think I do.
Yeah.
Time will tell if that's true or not.
You take the risk or lose the chance. Well, given all of that and that you now have a partner when you've been the sole owner with your other businesses, how do you feel about partnering with someone in this capacity?
I have always been very nervous to partner up with anybody because I like making decisions and implementing decisions just immediately. I don't feel like I want to run them by anyone, nor do I want to deal with conflict. Mm-hmm. I just want to do what I want to do, and I want to do it yesterday. And not everyone is on that wavelength, understandably. So I've been very hesitant on that front. I also have been hesitant sometimes to go into partnership with men because that adds a whole other dynamic.
Yeah.
I could speak forever on that issue, you know, like whether they treat me differently or whether, I don't know, there's so many things that could arise. I just didn't want to deal with it. Mm. So I just felt that taking things on my own and profiting on my own and making the decisions on my own was what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And then with this opportunity, we've been working together for a few weeks now, and it has been wonderful to not have all the liability, the exposure, the stress of the deal just on my shoulders. To share all of that with someone has been something I've never felt before. Like, it's always just on me.
Yeah, that's so true.
And now I get to chat with someone and brainstorm and collaborate. And I've actually really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And we are complementing each other quite well. So we had to figure out our partnership agreement. And, you know, when it comes to the equity split, I said, look, let's just make everything known from the outset so that there's no issue. Mm-hmm. And in terms of our roles, I don't feel like we need to spell it out all right from the outset because we've never worked together and we don't exactly know what our roles are. But we've kind of fallen into them. Like, I'm handling more of the back end, the paperwork, the marketing, getting everything organized with all my spreadsheets and all my plans and, you know, the website and the social media and all of that back end stuff.
Yeah.
And she really enjoys choosing and selecting, you know, architects and decor and the contractors. And while I like that, she knows Jamaica very well. And she has that aspect down packed. And then what she does is she presents me with a short list. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this? This is what I found. What do you think of that? And I am like, okay, well, what's the budget here? How much? So I'm talking more about the dollars and cents, not just, okay, well, those are really pretty sofas and bed linens, but how much is it going to cost? Mm-hmm. So I think we're complementing each other well so far.
Good.
And hopefully it stays on that trajectory.
Amazing. I love that.
So I don't know if I mentioned, I mean, this is, it's a villa right now. And the plan is to expand to have a total of 11 villas.
Wow. Okay. So there's scope to scale.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of land. And so that's why we're talking to contractors and figuring it out. And the goal is to build as soon as possible so that we can generate more revenue as fast as possible. I mean, she had talked initially about potentially expanding on the villa itself. Yeah. And I said, no, let's not. We can later if we want to, but let's not, because that's our only source of revenue. And there is a mortgage to pay, and there's staff. I have staff. Who knew? We have staff.
So this is an established commercial entity as it is. It's not a residential.
That's property. Correct.
Okay.
We have a cook and groundskeepers and housekeepers and security. I believe that's the list, and there's a few of each of those. And so we were going through just yesterday what all those individuals make and their names and discussing what the plan was for their roles and our intentions. And I'm excited to meet these people.
Wow.
So hopefully I'll be meeting them in a couple of weeks.
And what about guests? Can people book to stay there now? Is it operating?
Yes, it is operating right now. And the transition to our website and our name will occur in the next few weeks.
Okay.
We're just waiting for a few things to work themselves out. But I have no problem revealing our name.
Yes, please do.
The name is Cloud 11.
I love that.
There is a lot of meaning to Cloud 11.
Yes, I'm wondering. Cloud 9.
So Cloud 9, I'm glad you brought that up. So Cloud 11, the only place higher than Cloud 9.
Oh, I love the tagline.
Yes. So, you know, Cloud 9, when you're on Cloud 9, there's a lot of pleasure. Mm-hmm. And Cloud 11 is even more intense pleasure. And we decided on 11 because we plan on having 11 villas. And it was actually my partner who said, let's also call it 11 because my youngest daughter and her daughter are 11 years old right now.
Aww.
So there's some sentimental value that when they were 11, we ventured into this project.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's really clever. I love that. Will you be offering any discounts to your listeners?
We are going to have a friends and family discount, yes. How can we not? I hope that everyone gets to enjoy this property. It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And I can't believe that this opportunity presented itself. I'm blessed to have a wonderful partner. Not only a wonderful partner, but she found this project on her own.
Wow.
And she made it happen. And I think that she is owed a lot of credit for that.
Amazing. Well, it's so exciting. And do you think this opportunity will lead you into businesses in other countries or tropical areas, or perhaps more into the hotel business now?
Well, I don't know where this is going to take me, actually, this opportunity. There's so much on the go right now, just with all my businesses. And I don't even know how to balance everything right now. I mean, yeah. I'm doing everything everywhere. It's not that I don't know how to balance everything. It's that I get frustrated because I feel like nothing is moving fast enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I am trying to launch right now 3 new businesses, and just getting them off the ground is taking so long. And then I just feel frustrated and feel like, okay, until these 3 have taken off, I can't really focus on anything else mm-hmm. other than my existing businesses, but nothing new. But then watch tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about something new and exciting that came my way, right?
Well, out of personal interest, how is the rate of business occurring with this project in Jamaica compared to the businesses in Canada?
In terms of revenues? Or
is it faster? Are things getting off the ground faster in Jamaica? Because we have a lot of issues here with the red tape and the bureaucracy. I'm wondering,
is it's island time. Things are slow. Okay. So you hand over money over there. Okay. Like here, when you hand over money for a real estate deal, you're probably going to be listed on title the same day or the next day. Whereas in Jamaica, that's not the way it works,
right?
Which is also nerve-wracking, by the way.
Yes.
So you hand over the money, and then it takes a few days, sometimes a couple of weeks, actually, for things to happen. And then they send you some document that you have to sign. Okay. And then you have to send it back, and it has to all be original copy.
Right.
So, you know, Jamaica's not right here. So they FedEx it to us, and then it's signed. And then you have to send the originals back by FedEx. And then they register it, and then it takes 5 days from that day mm-hmm. before you're registered on title. Now, I was talking to a relative of mine that lives in Colombia, and when I told him that it's basically taking 3 weeks from when I handed over the cash to get the keys,
yeah.
he goes, "Wow, that's quite fast." I'm like, "What? Doesn't seem quite fast to me at all." I was like, "Well, I'm just sitting here wondering where this money went and who has it and what's happening and do I own anything?" Like, these thoughts are going through
my
head.
Imagine.
No, neither could I until I'm living it. I don't know what the next plan is. I'm excited for the future, but I think right now I really need to focus on my existing businesses and launching these 3 new ones and building out the project in Jamaica. In terms of other tropical destinations, I would love more elsewhere. But getting to all these places, there's only so many hours in a day. And as you know, I'm stretched so thin right now. I mean, I may need a private plane. I might have to get to that point, because that's the other problem I'm having, is that I know people think I'm crazy for this, but I fly places for a few days.
Yeah.
Like, I even went to Spain for a long weekend. I went to Napa Valley for 24 hours. Not the time of my life, but I had to come back because I had stuff to do. And flying doesn't bother me. The jet lag doesn't bother me. Thankfully, none of this bothers me. I'm just ready to go. So the issue that does bother me, though, is working on the flight schedules.
Right.
Because I'm trying to fly to Jamaica on a Sunday or Monday and come back in time Thursday, so I'm here for the clubs on the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. you know, could I miss being here for the clubs? I guess, but I don't really want to. I really don't. Mm-hmm. And my kids are here too. I have to always balance making sure that I have time with them. I'm not going to give that up.
Yeah.
I want to be a good mother.
Yeah.
So between my businesses and my children, I can only take short trips, and I only want to take short trips. I don't want to go away for 2-3 weeks. That's just not what I want right now.
Mm-hmm.
It stresses me out to go away longer, because there's all these things that I come back to, all these issues I can't address.
Yeah.
So the flight schedule is a problem.
Well, that's your lifestyle, and you balance it very well.
Thank you.
You do. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. It's been absolutely fascinating, and I wish you all the luck in the world with Cloud 11 and your partner. And I can't wait to see where it's going to go. I'm so excited.
You mean you can't wait to get there?
I mean, I haven't asked, but...
Oh, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that. Don't worry, Laura. We're going to make it happen.
Yay. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.